32 Caliber by Donald McGivney, Chapter 1. Bring Jim here. I was in the locker room of the country club, getting dressed after the best afternoon of golf I had ever had. I had just beaten Paisley one up in 18 holes of the hardest kind of sledding. If you knew Paisley, you'd understand just why I was so glad to beat him. He is a most insufferable, conceited ass about his golf, for a man who plays as badly as he does, in addition to which he usually beats me. It's not that Paisley plays a better game, but he has a way of making me pull my drive or over-approach just by his confounding manner of looking at me when I'm getting ready to play. We usually trot along about even until we come to the seventh hole. In fact, I'm usually ahead at the seventh, and then conversation does me in. You see, the seventh hole can be played two ways. There's a small clay bank that abuts the green, and you can either play around it or over it to the hole, which lies directly behind. The real golfers play over with a good mashy shot that lands them dead on the green, but dubs, like Paisley, play around with two easy mid-iron shots. When we get to the place where the choice must be made, Paisley suggests that I go around, which makes me grip my mashy firmly, recall all the things I have read in the little book about how to play a mashy shot, and let drive with all my force, which usually lands me somewhere near the top of the clay bank, where it would take a mountain goat to play the next shot. After that, Paisley and I exchange a few hectic observations, and my temperature and score mount to the highest known altitude. Of course, every now and then, I forget my stance in Paisley long enough to send a ball in a beautiful parabola right onto the green. And when I do, oh, brother, the things I say to Paisley put him in such a frame of mind that I could play the rest of the course with a paddle and basketball and still beat him. This particular afternoon, he had tried to play the seventh hole as it should be played, and though we had both foozled, I had won the hole and romped triumphantly home with the side of pig. I was gaily humming to myself as I put on my clothes when James Felderson came in. His face was drawn and his mouth was set in a way that was utterly foreign to Jim, whose smile had done more to keep peace in committee meetings and to placate irate members than all other harmonizing agencies in the club put together. There was something unnatural, too, about his eyes, as though he had been drinking. "Have you seen Helen?" he demanded in a thick voice. "No, not today," I answered. "What's the matter, Jim? Anything wrong?" Felderson had been my law partner ever since he married my sister Helen. I had left him at the office just before lunch, and he had seemed then as cheerful and unperturbed as usual. "Helen has gone off with Frank Woods," he burst out, his voice breaking as he spoke. It took a second for me to grasp the meaning of what he said. Then I grabbed him by the shoulder. "Jim, Jim, what are you saying?" "My sister left her husband, ran off with another man?" I had read of such things in stories, but never had I believed that real people in real life and of real social position ever so disgraced themselves. Everyone knew that Frank Woods had been seeing a lot of Helen, and several close friends had asked me if Jim knew the man's reputation. I had even spoken to Helen only to be laughed at and assured that it was just idle gossip of scandal-mongers. That she should have left Jim, darling old Jim, for Frank Woods, or any other man, was unthinkable. Jim sank on the bench and turned a face to me that had grown utterly haggard. "It's true, Bupps. I found this on the table when I went home to lunch." He held out a crumpled note written in Helen's rather mannish backhand. "Jim, it is now 10:30. Frank is coming for me at 11. He has made me realize that loving him the way I do, I would be doing you a horrible injustice to keep up the wretched pretense of being your wife. Had you left any other way open, I would have taken it, but you refused it.